Well, the week of love is upon us. I'm sure you need no reminding. This week is St. Valentine's Day, as well as World Marriage Day. And if ever there was a perfect time for a message of love, this week is it. So what does the church give us preachers to work with this week? Two readings about leprosy. Apparently nothing says I love you quite like leprosy. But the truth is, today's gospel reading about leprosy, we can discover a great message of love. Jesus knows us fully and fully loves us. This is the deepest desire of our hearts, to be fully known and fully loved. Like Jesus, I have a sweet spot for the leper in today's gospel. He's someone I can identify with. You see, in my family, as we gather for prayers at bedtime, all the kids cuddle with my wife, Julie, because she's the cuddly one, and I'm left all by my lonesome on the other side of the bed. Some kids, sometimes they jokingly look at me and say, I'm on Leper Island over on my side of the bed, because I'm completely removed from where all the love is at. While this is a joke for my family and I, for the man in the gospel today, this was no joking matter. For this man, leprosy was a death sentence. And while he waited for leprosy to bring him to his dying day, the rules he had to live his life by made his life a living hell. Now that he had leprosy, the rules had him live his life, and everything that he had built his life around was taken away from him. His nice clothes, hair, beard had all been taken away from him. He was taken away from his Jewish community of believers. He was taken away from the temple, the holy dwelling place of God. He was even taken away from the sanctuary of his own home. He was taken away from his hometown in order to leave for the leper colony. He was taken away from his family. Even his ability to blend in amongst strangers was taken away, as he now had to scream, "Unclean!" as strangers approached him, notifying them about his disease. Imagine how completely empty this man's love tank must have felt. No one to spend time with as a companion, no one to give him a compliment, no one to give him a gift, no one to help care for him, and no one to give him a loving touch. When everything that we've built our life around has been taken away from us, the decision we face is pretty clear: to either let the situation tear us apart from God, or to let the situation bring us closer to God. We must realize at this very moment when we feel empty inside, that room has been freed up in our lives for Jesus to become the center of our lives. It is precisely when we feel like God has placed us on the sidelines of his life that is most important for us to place Jesus at the center of our lives. Jesus wants each of us to build our lives around him. This is exactly what the man with leprosy does. The man goes to Jesus, kneels down in front of him, and in the bright darkness of faith, he says to Jesus, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Now, the next line in the gospel is arguably the most understated line in the English translation of the Bible. It says Jesus was moved with pity. Moved with pity. It's tempting to rush right past these three words to hurry up and get to the miracle. But if we want to understand Jesus and how he fully knows us and loves us, we should stop and spend some time at this place. To understand what an overwhelming experience of intimacy took place in this moment, we first need to take a step back and remember that the New Testament was originally written in Greek, not English. The original Greek word used here is phlegnissimai. The English language has no perfect translation for this word, so the word gets translated plainly as moved with pity, which really misses the profoundly deep physical and emotional flavor of this word. When we hear that Jesus was moved with pity, it is saying that Jesus saw into the heart of this man with leprosy, and that because of the pain Jesus saw there, Jesus' gut was wrenched. Jesus felt a deep, powerful weeping inside, that his heart was torn open and in anguish, and the most vulnerable part of his being laid bare. Knowing all the pain that this man had been through shook Jesus at the very core of his being, which is why Jesus stretches out his hand to touch, love, save, and heal this man. The physical healing is only a hint at the compassion of Jesus for our wounded humanity. The compassion and love like this is something I've experienced firsthand. I stand before you today as a brother, as a deacon, and a dad who is grateful. Grateful for all the times in my life when I needed love and healing. And Jesus worked through others who got out of their comfort zone to reach out and to let me feel Christ's loving and healing touch. During a heart-wrenching breakup with my girlfriend in college, I remember calling my older brother and telling him about how empty and alone I felt. And I remember him dropping everything and driving 5 hours to be with me for that weekend. Just his presence and companionship had a tremendous healing effect in letting me know that I was fully loved and fully known. I stand before you as a deacon. As unworthy as I felt in being called to be a deacon, someone showed Christ's love for me by giving a generous gift through their annual Catholic Appeal donation to make my deacon schooling affordable. I have no doubt that this person measured their generosity of their loving gift not by how much they gave, but by how much they had left over after they gave. And more recently, there's been a change in our family's nightly bedtime prayer routine. My sweet 9-year-old daughter, Journey, has started getting out of her comfort zone on the other side of the bed and coming over to cuddle with her dad. The message of the acts of each of these people is clear. Justin, you are fully known and fully loved. In a beautiful way, it is really Jesus who is communicating this message to each of us. This week, may we feel in the depths of our souls Jesus saying to each of us, you are fully known and fully loved.